Haftira, Parsha Shalach, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parsha Shalach. Rachav HaZayna turns to the Meravlim before they escape, and she asks them for an ois emes, a sign of truth. And instead, they give her something which she did not ask for. They offer her a chut hashani, tikvas chut hashani, a red thread to hang from her window. She never asked for that. The Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Vayechi asks this as a question. The Zohar says that she asked for an ois emes, and they didn't give her what she asked for. Instead, they gave her a chut hashani. Why is that? So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Hachi Ulifli, we learned the following. She wanted a siman of Chaim. She asked her brothers to be saved, her father, her mother. What did she want? Says the Zohar, Simna de Moshe Kabayis. She wanted the sign of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ois Emes is the sign of Moshe Rabbeinu. Megal Amukas explains that Moshe is Ois Emes because he was Zoyche to be the one to bring us a Torah, which is Torah's Emes. So Ois Emes is a sign for Moshe Rabbeinu. She asked for Moshe Rabbeinu. But they told her the following. Moshe ha'istalik ma'ala. Moshe has already left the world. So his sign is not available. The sun has set. Moshe is likened to the sun. The sun has set. Instead, what do we have? What does she say? What do they tell her? V'hamata zimna siara l'mishlat. It came time for the moon to rule. And the moon is Yeshua. Simna de siara islam l'me'avlach. We can give you the sign of the sun. Of the moon. U'ma'iyu, what's the sign of the moon? Tikva skut hashani hazeh. K'modat Omar, k'chut hashani sif seisayich. Simona de Yeshua yehegabach. You can have the sign of Yeshua. So according to Zohar HaKadosh, she asked for the sign of Moshe Rabbeinu. And they said, sorry, we don't have Moshe Rabbeinu. He passed away. We don't have the ois emes. Instead, we can give you the sign of the chut hashani, which is Yeshua. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that the Tanoim that heard this vart said over, went over to the person that said it and kissed him, said he's going to be Zeichet to be Rosh Hashiva. This is Rabbi Bun from the Yerushalmi, who said this Maimer. So we want to say over Mirtz Hashem from the Ben Ish Chai in his Sefer on Haftarah called Birkas Chaim, how he explains what the Zohar is coming to say. What exactly does it mean that she's asking for the sign of Moshe Rabbeinu? And they said, we don't have Moshe Rabbeinu, but we have Yeshua Benu. What does she need Moshe Rabbeinu for? And if she needs Dafka Moshe Rabbeinu, why will Yeshua be a compensation? So he says like this. He says a story. There was once a Ama Aretz, a ignoramus, a tough guy, a nasty fellow, who started spreading a rumor about a Chacham Chassid Kaddish, about a special Yid, that this fellow had done terrible Averis. He had done all forms of znus. He had murdered. He was stealing. And a bunch of other averus. So this chassid heard this. And he called him over. And he said, why are you saying I committed all these different terrible crimes? So he said, nobody told this to me except for you yourself. You were maida. I heard you admit that you had done these averus. And therefore, you are guilty of all these different sins. So he says, what? Where did you hear me? What are you talking about? So he said to him, yesterday was Yom Kippur, and I heard you davening. I was standing behind you, and I heard you saying, Achei shechatan levanachob, and this and that. You went through all these averis. So I know that you must have done it. So the chassid said back to him, first of all, I wasn't saying vidui for myself. I was saying vidui for your averis. I was doing vidui for you. Secondly, why was I doing vidui for you? Because Kol Yisrael Arei Muzel Azeh. And if you did an Avera, and I'm in that dar, maybe I could have somehow stopped you. I could have been more inspiring to you. And therefore, I'm going to be held responsible for what you did. And we have a riot to the story, says the Ben Ish Chai, from the Mishnah in Shabbos, Perek B'Meh Be'Meh Meyoytza, where the Mishnah says that the para of Rav Lazar Ben Azariah used to go out in Shabbos with his strap tied between its horns, and the Chachamim were upset about that. And the Gemara says, Rav Lazar ben Azariah, his para, as if he only had one para. So the Gemara says, Rav Elazar Azariah actually had many, many, many paras, thousands of paras. And this wasn't even his para. It was his neighbor's para. But because he wasn't Moicha, when his neighbor's para went out with the strap on Shabbos, went out and did this malacha on Shabbos, so the Chachamim blamed it on Rav Elazar ben Azariah, who was the neighbor. Ayin Sham, the Mishnah, at the end of the fifth parak in Shabbos, and the Gemara. So what do you see? That someone doesn't do a macha, and maybe they could have stopped it, it's considered then, and therefore, said this Rav, this Chashim Rav, that's why I'm saying Vidui and all this Averis. I'm saying it for you. Because Vidui is not just by an Adam Gadol, not just for his own Averis, right, we all say it, Lashon Rabim, it's for other people's Averis also. Now, we can go over and take a look at what's going on with Rachav. Rachav, Chazal tell us, had a very special neshama. Neshama Kedaisha. She ended up marrying, Gemara says she ended up marrying Yeshua ben Nun. The Gemara tells in Zvachim that she was 10 years old when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and for all 40 years, she was involved in terrible Averis. And we can assume that when she was growing up with these Ovdei Avodah Zarah, there's no question that she was Ovdei Avodah Zarah like everybody else in Yericho, like the people, like the Kananim. She was an Ovdei Avodah Zarah, which is the head and the Roish of all Averis Chamuris. It's the worst Avera. I'd like to add to this Ben Ishchai at this point, just add a few words from Rabbi Yisrael Eibishitz in his Pirush on the Haftira. Where Rabbi Yisrael Eibishitz, in one of his Mahalchim, he brings a Medrash and Shir Hashirim on the Pasuk Al Kain Alamois Ahayvucha, that Hashem had such a beautiful name, and therefore all the other outsiders loved Hashem and wanted to join and become Gerim. And the Medrash says, Rashi brings this in Shir Hashirim, this is Yisroi and Rachav, who they were made, they're the ones that testify that Hashem is Achad. Yisroi said, Ati Adati, now I know Hashem is the greatest. Rachav says in the Haftarah, I know Hashem lekechem Hashemayim imav al arz. I know all that. I know that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the right one. And this Medrash is telling us that Rachav and Yisrael are the ones who testify about Hashem's greatness. It's very shver. Bishlami Yisrael, you could say, we know Yisrael was a Ovid Avodah was the priest of all of Avodah Zarah. He chested out every Avodah Zarah in the world. So he says, listen, I checked everything out. This is only Hashem, is only Emes. But Rachav was l'chayri, just a simple low life. If you go with the shita that she was a Zaynik of Shutai, and not just an innkeeper. And what does that have to do with Avodah Zarah? What's the big deal that she's impressed about Hashem? Why does that do anything for anybody? So Rabbi Yisrael Eibishitz has a Arichus explains that she was actually the head of the Avodah Zarah worshippers in Yerichai. And I don't know why he doesn't mention this beferish. I assume he means this. The word Yerichai, Yereach, is moon, which will connect to Yeshua. But she was the head of the Avodah Zarah, the moon worshipping, in the city Yerichai. And the Avodah Zarah was done in a form of Znus. So that's why she's Rachav Azayna, together with being Avodah Zarah. It all went together. It was one of these ancient, disgusting, maybe still goes on today, Avodah Zarah together with Znus at the same time. Something like Baal Pa'ar, right? Which is Znus and Avodah Zarah together. So she was the head priestess of all this. So when she and Yisrael praise, the Rabbi Yishalem, it says Rabbi Yisrael Abishis, is actually a very special praise because she, along with Yisrael, have been Ovid Avodah Zarah. So here, she's an Ovid Avodah Zarah. That's what she does for 40 years while Bnei Yisrael traveling through the Midbar. She's the head priestess, one of the most esteemed idolaters of Eretz Yisrael, of Eretz Canaan, and says, Rabbi Yisrael Abishis, now that she wants to recognize her Kadosh Baruch and become a Geiris, she wants to be Chayzer B'tshuva completely from all the Avodah Zarah. And she felt, says the Ben Ishchai, that her own tefillos would not be enough to help her become completely clean from Avodah Zarah. She needed help, and she wanted tefillos of others. And who is the only one, in her opinion, the only one, so she thought, that had no connection to Avodah Zarah? Moshe Rabbeinu. Because all the other Yidden, she felt, had been connected to the Chet Egel. They were there. Maybe they didn't die afterward. Maybe they weren't killed. But they did not make enough of a macha. And that's why all of Klal Yisrael are held accountable for the Chet Egel. And he brings, first of all, we already said, just like that story with that fellow who said, I have to say Al Chet for different averis because I didn't make enough of macha against you. Like Reb Elazar ben Azariah's para is considered his responsibility because he didn't make enough of macha against his neighbor. Another mashal from the Ben Ish Chai. He says, somebody came to someone. He said, please, could you lend me money? He says, okay, I'll lend you money. How much do you need? I'll lend it to you. But could you please bring me an arav, bring me a guarantor? So he went and brought him a guarantor. And the fellow looks at the malve. The loaner looks at the guarantor and says, you can't use him for a guarantor. He also owes me money. You have to bring someone that doesn't owe me any money. That's someone that could be a guarantor. So she said, who's going to daven for me? Who is clean from Avodah Zarah? The only one that I know is completely clean from Avodah Zarah is Moshe Rabbeinu. He was up in Shamayim. He had nothing to do with a chait. And I need someone to daven for me. And again, I just want to interrupt this Ben Ish Chai for a moment and speak about the idea of davening for somebody else. The Marsha in Brachas. By the Gemara where Bruria tells Rabbi Meir that he should daven, that the people should be chayzer b'tshuva, v'gitamu chatayim in ha'aretz, and daf yudam and aleph. Marsha says, v'yesh la'ayin b'zeh, d'vaday odam avakish rachim al atzmoi, if you daven for yourself, that Hashem should help you be chayzer b'tshuva, that's not a problem. Even though, but you are requesting and asking, so it's part of your avodas Hashem. But how could you daven for somebody else? How could you ask the son else to be chayzer b'tshuva? How could that help? Masha asked his kasha. He writes for Yesh Liyasha, which means we have permission to answer the question. In other words, he's pointing it out, and he wants the Olam to discuss the Teretz. So, Rebbe showed me in Kisvei Hasaba v'Talmidav, Chelek Beis, on page Tuf Resh Yud Beis. There's a letter from Rav Daniel, from Kelm, to his brother-in-law, to Rav Dessler. A very lengthy letter with tremendous Mar Mekaymis, all about the Shaila. That there's a possibility that someone that's clean, and the cleaner he is, he can help you. If you're interested in being helped, and he davens for you, gives you a bracha, he davens for you, the Yishvi Zerch Dechayzer B'Tshuva, he can help you be Chayzer B'Tshuva, by him davening for you. So Rachav wanted help in, again we're going back, Rachav wanted help in davening to be Chayzer B'Tshuva from the Avodah Zarah, which she had been involved in. And therefore, she felt she needed someone that was completely clean. Someone that would be completely clean. And it seems to me, you could be Mavar yourself, look up again wherever you want. But the biggest Maramakam on this is Kisvi Yasab Tamid Mikelm, Chelik Beis, page Tuf Resh Yud Beis, and further, that if someone is clean in one aspect, at least they have a right to go along and help and daven for somebody else. This reminds us maybe a little bit of when Chazal say, Rashi says at the beginning of Parshas Toldos, that Ein Adayim Tefillah of Tzadik Ben Rasha, Le Tzadik Ben Tzadik. Tefillah of Tzadik Ben Tzadik can help someone even more. So if someone is a Tzadik Gomer in this particular thing, in Avodah Zarah, in whatever they're davening for, they could go along and find favor in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and daven for that person and help them very, very much to have an even purer tshuva. And the way Rav Daniel from Kelm explains this is that this went through Kayach of Tshuva and the Kayach of Achtos, and both parties interested in joining together. And he actually speaks about, believe it or not, about the idea of a person having a Rav, a Rebbe, and how this having a Rebbe could go along and he could connect you and pick you up. It sounds a little bit Hasidish, but this is absolutely not Hasidish a Sefer. Not that I have a problem with him, I'm just saying he speaks about also with a lot of Maram Mekaymus. So it's a known Hasidish concept, and here it is also in deeply embedded in the Litvish Welt. So let's just go back to what we're discussing. Rachav is looking for Moshe Rabbeinu because she needs him to daven. Ois Emes, with all the truth, all the power, she wants to go along and be Makar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Emes on the greatest level. And she doesn't want to have all her history of Avodah Zarah. And even she has Nus, but she holds Avodah Zarah as an even greater problem by her. It's the Reish of all the Averis. And she needs that dealt with. So therefore, she asks for Moshe Rabbeinu. And they tell her, Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter. We don't have Moshe Rabbeinu anymore. But there's someone else that can help you. Who else can help you? Yeshua ben Nun. How's Yeshua going to help? You probably remembers. In Parashat Kisisa, the Moshe is coming down from the mountain. The first one he meets is Yeshua. Right? Rashi, when he tells us, and the psukim, that Yeshua was kind of by himself. And Moshe says to Yeshua, How's everything okay? And Yeshua says, there's a lot of noise in the Machre. It sounds like maybe there's a war going on. And Moshe says, no, it's not a war. It's a sound of Avodah Zarah, right? Kol Anois Anichi Shemea. So I hear just terrible sounds of it, which means Yeshua was actually also rachayk from everything that's going on. He didn't know what was going on in the Machre either. He was the only other person besides Moshe Rabbeinu that was also disconnected and wasn't Avodah Zarah in any shape or form, not even in a lack of Macha. So there's one other person, they tell him, that could help you. You don't have Ice Moshe, but there's someone else. There's Tikvah Schut Hashani, which represents Yeshua, like the Medrash says. You could use, like the Medrash and the Zohar says, you could use him. Because he's also, we're going to bring a bit of a raya. Well, I'd like to bring a bit of a raya to this Ben Ishchai. I assume he means this. The Gemara says in Erechin, at the end of Laman Beis Amun Beis, that there's a taina on Yeshua Benun. Why didn't he daven that Hashem should destroy the Eitz Hara of Avodah Zarah? Ezra did that when they came back to Bayi Sheni. And the Gemara says a taina on Yeshua. The Gemara says on Moshe there's no taina because Moshe didn't have the schus of Eretz Yisrael. But Yeshua had the schus of Eretz Yisrael. So if he would have davened when he came into Eretz Yisrael that Avodah Zarah should be destroyed, it would have become batal. I ain't showing the Gemara. But you see that Yeshua has his koyach against Avodah Zarah. So Yeshua is the one, they tell her, who could help you and daven for you. And Yeshua, of course, gave Racha an absolute tikkun. He davened for her. He spiritually tried to help her to the point, like I said earlier, the Gemara says, Yeshua ended up even marrying Racha. And the Gemara tells us a whole list of great Nevi'im that came out. So, you know, a lot of things to think about. I'm just going to stress, one, the idea that there's such a thing as the better you are in a certain aspect, you can help someone. Don't say, what can my tefillah help for someone else's ruchmias? The feirish. Like we said that Marsha on that Gemara, there's a bunch of other Gemaras where you see you can daven for someone else. You can see that in Tefillahs, you can see that. But here, something that I don't have a problem with, they have a problem with, I could totally help them with it by davening specifically for that person. The Baruch Hashem should help us. We should become better in ourselves. We should be connected to Tzaddikim and ask them, beg them to daven for us. And we should be zeicha also to go along and help others. And whatever milus we have, we should be able to help them. Have a good Shabbos.